So this is something that is going to happen eventually. It's a generational thing. We just need to find a way to integrate cell phones into certain parts of society that have landlines like us. I mean, this when we take calls for the contest, it's a landline that's locked into our board. If I said, if I told people to call a cell phone, the cell phone's not prepared to go on the air.
No, it's not.
So there's transitions that'll take place, but landlines are almost to the point now where they're not needed anymore. Close. Yeah. Cell service in some areas is not very good. But as soon as that up, I would guess California cell service in most areas is probably pretty good with the amount of people they have out there. There are some rural land, rural areas that probably would struggle a little bit. But, you know, when you've got big cities and stuff like that that have landlines and then you've got cell phones doing the same service, it seems kind of silly, you know, to have both to have both going. And I guess probably the reason why AT&T is looking to do that is because they probably don't have many people using the landlines anymore, but they still have to service them. And they still have to fix them. Or if someone digs in their backyard and cuts the phone line, they still got to fix it.
That's money right there.
Yeah, so it's a lot of money that goes along with it. So it's a capitalistic society, folks, if you didn't know.
If you weren't aware of that by now.
That America is driven by capitalism, which has some good things about it and some really bad things about it, too. but that's a step. I read that and I just thought, ooh, here's our first step. Because we were talking the other day about the United States Postal Service. That's another generational thing. I think with the landlines, we'll see the postal service go away, and it'll kind of transfer into maybe a private industry or something like that, because most of the things we get in the mail now are either packages or credit card companies wanting us to sign up for their credit card.
That's true. Now, my family is a little old-fashioned. We still get, like, bills through the mail.
Yeah, but all those have an online option, every one of them, so... people may be nudged into that a little bit. I'm not saying that the mail delivery is going to go away next week, but it's a generational thing. And when my generation, people are in their 50s and 60s, when we pass along in 20 or 60 years, however long we live, then it's gonna go much like the landline. Will go also and transfer into the world of cell phones. Hour two of Reality Radio. I think Ileana will join us later in the 9 o'clock hour to talk Phillips Loggers. We'll talk a little bit more. I hope to get Gray in here to talk a little bit about the Berkey, because they've decided what they're going to do with the Birkebeiner over in Hayward. Tough to have a ski race when you don't have any snow. But they're apparently going to make snow and make a track. So I'm hoping to get Gray in here because he's all knowledgeable with that. In just a little bit. We do the news right now.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Three police officers in Washington, D.C. have been shot. Their injuries appear to be non-life-threatening. Not many other details are available right now. For the first time in 150 years, the House has impeached a cabinet member, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, facing criticism for the Biden administration's handling of the southern border. ABC's Selena Wang has more.
Republicans celebrating the victory, though three GOP lawmakers sided with Democrats, who say this is a policy dispute, not an impeachable offense. After an embarrassing defeat last week, Republicans barely succeeded on their second try, with Congressman Steve Scalise casting that breakthrough vote by returning to Congress after cancer treatment.
The vote would have been even closer if the results of a special election held yesterday in New York were in place. Democrat Tom Suozzi winning back his old seat, which had been held by now indicted former Republican Congressman George Santos. This is ABC News. A lot of cruise passengers upset over a huge change to their trip while they were on board.
A Norwegian cruise was scheduled to travel around South America, then to Paradise Bay, Antarctica. But after boarding, Helen Midler says the itinerary changed.
We are not going anywhere near mainland Antarctica, which is what we paid for.
Officials say new regulations due to whales in the area forced the change. Norwegian saying, while we try to maintain original itineraries as much as possible, at times modifications are are made to optimize the itinerary or to accommodate certain circumstances.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Another case of passengers behaving badly. This time, two guys trading punches on a flight from Oakland to Hawaii. No word on charges, but they could face FAA fines of up to $37,000. Catching a ride or getting some food delivered might be a little tougher today. Drivers for Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash all picking Valentine's Day to protest for better pay. Thousands expected to take part. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are giving Governor Evers another chance to consider sweeping income tax cuts. A bill that got final approval yesterday would cut state taxes by $2 billion. Republican Representative David Murphy.
People in Wisconsin are suffering, and I hear it every day. We collect taxes to be able to have enough money to provide services, and when we have more than that, the taxpayers deserve that money back.
Democrats say most of the breaks would go to people who make $100,000 a year or more. Republican state lawmakers have passed a Parents' Bill of Rights. They range from approving pronouns to pulling kids out of classes or functions they find objectionable. The state Senate passed it along party lines yesterday. The Assembly approved it last month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Mom and Pop and Grandpa, too, for It's Happy Polka Time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
Bucks lose to the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing at home last night to the team that eliminated them from the playoffs last year, the Miami Heat. The final 123-97. That's the third time this season the Bucks have lost by 20 points or more. That's happened twice since Doc Rivers took over as head coach. After the game, Rivers telling reporters he thought the Bucks offensively were awful. Men's college basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road at Butler, 78-72. That's the eighth win in a row for the Golden Eagles. Marquette is ranked fourth in the nation. And in Madison, Wisconsin snapping a four-game losing streak by beating Ohio State at the Kohl Center. The final, the Badgers 62-54 over the Buckeyes. Badgers head coach Greg Gard said his players had gone over that very situation in practice this week.
We did a little simulated game yesterday in practice and had almost the same scenario where it was about an 8-point game with X number of minutes to go. And, you know, I thought they hit some tough shots, too.
That's the Badgers head basketball coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene yesterday, Prentice topped the Butternut girls 57-43. Lakeland finishes their regular season at 22-2, beating Rice Lake 58-55. It was Prairie Farm girls over Winter 74-50. The Rib Lake girls topped Tomahawk 56-23. And on the boys' side, Ashland beat St. Croix Falls 58-51. The Bayfield boys beat Butternut 91-25. It was Washburn topping Shawamigan up in Washburn 53-42. The Phillips boys, they win at Tomahawk 68-27. The Prentice boys get a win over Bruce 76-56. The Altoona boys top Medford 75-71. And the Winter boys, they beat Prairie Farm last night 81-45.
It is going to be mostly cloudy and mild today. We'll get to 39 by early to mid-afternoon, but we will see some light snow developing by late afternoon. Our high, again, 39, southwest wind at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow, little accumulation. Our low, 18. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, high of 29. Friday, partly cloudy, 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
We're going to talk about the Berkey. We're going to give you a couple more chances to throw some snowballs. We're going to keep playing until we win. All that ahead, a little bit of sunshine making its way out here in the 9 o'clock hour of Reality Radio.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Said Grandpa wants this picture here. It's all black and white, and it ain't real clear. Is that you there? He said, yeah, I was 11. In time for tough, back in 35. color. Oh, and this one here's taken overseas in the middle of hell in 1943 in the wintertime. You can almost see my breath. That was my tail gunner.
Business this time. I can't believe my blood shot eyes. my boots off this time.
Time of year, cold beer, hot wings, and football.
98Q Country.
Mixing a little music on Reality Radio. Ileana will join us from Logger Camp to talk about logger stuff probably about 9:50. Hopefully she'll be able to get away. The Birkebeiner, we're going to get you an update on that. A lot of people here like to go over and take part in that, whether you actually ski or just watch or whatever. And, of course, there's no snow this year. So they're making adjustments. And our Berkey guy, Gray Gunderson, who's also on in the afternoons from 2 to 7 afternoons. That's a plug for you, Gray, by the way.
Thank you, Joe. 2 to 7,
Gray Gunderson, every afternoon. And as many people know, our civic media stations, we have a station in Hayward, WBZH, that you can listen to on the civic media app that carries a lot of great talk programming. So we're kind of have a hand in what's going on over there. And Gray, a meeting held earlier this week to kind of decide what they're going to do with the Berkey this year, right?
Yeah, it wasn't until just this past Monday, a couple days ago, we didn't have an answer. I went there a couple weeks ago and spoke to the Berkey Association, and at the time they basically said there were four options. A, we're going to have the normal Berkey as we normally do, but that's not very likely, they said. B, they shorten it and they do like a half Berkey. They cut the trail length and just focus on the first half of the trail. Or C, they do a loop trail of about 10 kilometers and then you could do multiple laps for varying length. And then I said, well, what's the fourth option? And she said, we cancel everything. That was a couple weeks ago. So I said, all right, so we have no word. And she said, on Monday the 12th, we'll know. So this past Monday, the 12th, there was a live stream with the officials, the directors, the largest titles involved with the Berkey broadcast, and let us know that it'll be option C. They've got a 10-kilometer loop trail focused on the Mount Telemark Village, which means, of course, that the race will not, as is tradition, end in the downtown Hayward area, but there will be a lot of opportunities for spectators to interact with the race as it's happening because of the loop trail format. It'll allow a lot of us to be right there up close to the action at several points during the race instead of just at the end when your family members collapse across the finish line.
So the Mount Telemark Village, that's at the Telemark Lodge, I'm assuming, where the ski lift, and then they have a snowmaker out there, I'm assuming. So that's why they're going there, right?
That's exactly the case. Yeah. They've been spending months since January. They've actually been making snow and quite literally stockpiling it. Mm-hmm. When people use that phrase stockpiling, they don't often mean a big old pile of, but in this case, the Telemark crew has been stockpiling snow and distributing it over the course that they've made that's roughly 10 kilometers long. It's been made very clear that it's not exactly 10 kilometers, so it won't be exactly four or five laps, but they've got a 10-kilometer course that will start at that point and will have multiple interaction points, and there will be, and a lot of races are shortened, but the elites are not. They're still going to be 50Ks. It's just the locale is going to change a little bit.
Okay. All right. Very cool. And the races themselves are a week from, what are they, the one Friday, Saturday, or what do they run?
The first one is actually going to be on Thursday. So it would be Thursday the 22nd, next week Thursday.
All right.
Main events take place on Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. They did something unique this year where, because they've shortened the track, it'll be tough for them to get all of the main racers out at the same time. So they've offered people the opportunity to switch from Saturday or Sunday to Thursday. A lot of the same events are going to have a second day on Thursday so that people can kind of alleviate the number of people that might be on that track at one time. So I know there's currently processes in place for anybody who might be interested in swapping to Thursday. You can head over to berkey.com/50. And I think right at the top of the page is a button that says switch to Thursday, just in case you're interested.
Wow. That's got to be quite a process to get all that snow out on the trails.
The amount of manpower is huge. There are videos that you can find on that Berkey website of trucks on trucks on trucks moving nothing but snow and driving all over the place. They've actually stopped some public snow access, not because the snow's not in condition, but because they've got so many trucks moving to get other parts of the course in condition for the Berkey that there's just no room for people where there are so many trucks. There's a donation match happening right now, too. About $500,000 has been pledged from a few different entities over the Hayward area for people who might donate to the snowmaking capabilities of the Berkey for future needs like this. And it's a $500,000 match that $300,000 has already been donated. So they're making great progress towards preventing this kind of question from ever even popping up again. I believe it was 2017 they had to cancel during weather due to weather, and they said never again. And This is good proof that they've made big strides in that.
Well, the good news is there's a little bit of snow scattered here and there between now and the Berkey, and the weather's not going to be crazy warm. It's still going to be probably above freezing next week, but overnight lows below freezing. So with that snowmaking capability, they'll just keep packing it on there. They'll just keep making and packing it, right?
Exactly. As the temps hit those lower numbers, they can at least continue making snow. Whether it's going to fall or not stops mattering as long as it's cold enough for the snowmakers to make progress. And it will be. So I expect a pretty darn good event. I expect not much exposed dirt. The Barkebiner, for example, is a run instead of a ski. So there are some things that have changed.
The Barkebiner? Take your dog with?
Ski with your dog. Exactly. Right. Exactly. Nice. I mean, there's the Barna Berkey, there's the Cordalope, but there's...
Did you catch that, Austin? Barkebiner? Okay, just making sure you're paying attention. Okay.
See, I would have called it the Barkebiner, or is it the Barkeberkey? I don't remember. You'll forgive me. I may be our Berkey guy, but I'm not the Berkey guy, that's for sure.
All right. Some good information there, and like I said, our Civic Media app, we've got a station that streams over there, WBZH, The Buzz.
Yes, sir, 9:10 a.m., The Buzz.
9:10 a.m., that's got a lot of good talk programming on there. We'll probably chat with you next week about it a little bit more, too. Thank you, Gray.
Thank you, Joel.
Thanks for coming in. It's 9:25 on Reality Radio.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Pluto TV won't cost you a thing because everything is free. So if you want to watch Braveheart, Mean Girls, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Just download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using hair volume from New Nordic. Look for hair volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
The Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregiver Support Group is moving their meetings to the Waterford in Park Falls starting February 20th at 12:30 p.m. They will continue to meet on the third Tuesday of each month at the same time. If you're experiencing symptoms of dementia or care for an individual exhibiting signs of dementia, you're invited to come celebrate their new move and location at the Waterford in Park Falls and enjoy a bite to eat, refreshments, and ADRC giveaways. For more information, you can reach Shay O'Rourke at the ADRC of Price County at 715-339-1052. ADRC looks forward to seeing you.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details. Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
Check this out. This is the best part.
I love the music.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Here's your present.
98Q.
Country.
Yeah. This town ain't got no nightclub. We don't need the neon lights. Girl, I got that 87 gassed up 30 early out there in the drive. Got you a bullet and a koozie, keep it ice cold. You take a sip before we get gone. Looking at you with your hand out the window. I'm turning right while you're turning me on.
online at 98qcountry.com.
Girl is best friend.
gives me acid reflux. That's what it means.
Happy Valentine's Day.
98Q Country.
Said it would be. You finally find that greener grass, but you're still in the weeds. Ain't it crazy? All the time that you spend driving through the rain before the pot at the end. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. I got it ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. Yeah, it might be gravel, but it feels like
We're done losing at this snowball game. We need to get some winners in here. If you have not won twice, give it a shot. 715-762-3221. Call or four again. We'll see if we can break this five-game losing skid, and 7 of 8 have lost in a game that has exactly a 50-50 shot of winning. So caller four, we'll throw some snowballs. Coming up next.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's hair volume from New Nordic.
Hair volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give hair volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to pick up some hair volume right now. My reunion's next month, and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com, Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Party like the old timers at Jack's Corner Bar on Saturday, February 24th during the Prohibition Party. Turn the clock back to the roaring 1920s. DJ Frank spins the tune starting at 9 with a swing dance competition at 10. Enjoy specials on popular drinks like Gin Rickeys, Bee's Knees, and Highballs all night long at Jack's Corner Bar's Prohibition Party happening Saturday night, February 24th. Located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Not even sure that's legal, a prohibition party, but I guess.
that kind of contradicts, but that didn't stop them 100 years ago. Why should it stop us now?
All right, let us win, please, is what we're trying to do here. Who do we have on the line here?
This is Mike Clark with the MBS crew.
All right. Oh, all right, Mike. Are you calling for the contest?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Mike. All right. Just wanted to make sure, Mike. Hang on here. Let's spin the wheel here, Mike, and see what we got. All right. We have $25 to decor to a door. Decor to a door right here in Park Falls. Nice certificate. Something to give your sweetheart on Valentine's Day. No, today's Valentine's Day. Look at that. How timely. Mike, the pressure is on because nobody can seem to figure this out and figure out which gunner is sighted in. You need to pick gunner A or gunner B. One of them is good. One of them's not, Mike. Which one is the good one? Please pick the winner. Please.
You know, we're going to go B.
We're going to go B. All right. Let's see if you have broken the spell here, Mike. Here we go. Come on.
Stand there. Do something.
What?
Ow! Yes!
Oh, finally!
I'm that good.
Mike, I knew I could rely on you. $25 to decor to a door. Congratulations, Mike. Thank you for brightening our day. We appreciate you very much.
I appreciate you.
All right, Mike.
Yeah! The spell is broken.
The spell is broken, and Mike has done it. $25 to decor to a door. We've got a whole bunch of gift certificates still to give out over the next couple of weeks. Around the Corner Pub in Mercer, the Big Dipper, Cabin Creation, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Decor to a Door is now done. That's two of them, Fraser Mercantile and Catawba. We've got Ross's Sport Shop. We've also given away both of those. We've got $25 to Great Northern Motel in the Wolf's Den in Mercer, Jack's Corner Bar, Northern Lights Inn in the Lanes, Oh Dear Nutrition, Pan Asia Oriental Market, Patchouli Garden, Park Falls Chamber, Park Falls Family Restaurant, Leisure City in Woodruff, and BC Auto Repair in Prentice. And we'll do it again tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning.
I won't be here for that one, so good luck.
Yeah, we're going to go on a run here is what we're going to do. We have tournament basketball gearing up, and we'll have coverage of our area teams. Starting next week, next Tuesday, tournament basketball begins with Shawamigan at Cadott and the Butternut Girls taking on Mercer. So a doubleheader for you next Tuesday. Butternut Mercer on 98Q and Shawamigan over on 103.1. Going to be a busy week next week. You better get your naps in. Is that caffeinated tea you're drinking or what is that?
This is, I already forgot it. It's a spicy caramel chai.
Spicy caramel. Wait a minute now. Now the tea thing is taken. We're putting caramel in tea now?
Sweet and spicy caramel chai.
Is it sweet?
I don't know. Gray said it tastes vaguely like a caramelized banana, which is odd to say the least. Sounds so I'm waiting for it to cool down before I try it.
Do you have the box for that where it came out of?
I don't. I just have a bunch of packets that are sitting on back in Big G's area.
So I can't yuca it to see if it's how good it is. But it's still tea, but so do you, does the whole thing like come out of the tea bag or did you have to put more stuff in it?
The only thing I added was a little bit of, oh, you have a wave.
Okay.
Was a little bit of,
Hey, Dawn, our Valentine is here, our sweetheart Dawn. She's got the heart. She's wonderful. She's bringing us cookies. All right. So you got the tea and what else?
I added just a little bit of the creamer that we have. I believe it's the caramel macchiato.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right.
So. And because Gray said that's the way he did it, and he said that's how it tasted best, so I'm just going to go on him. If it's bad, blame him.
I think I need to win the lottery so I can hire somebody to just follow me around and make me drinks that I like, just like a drink advisor. Mm. Just come in the morning, like a little bar, like a little tea bar and stuff, just to make. And if I don't like it, then I throw it away, and then I get another one, and I say, I don't want you.
I made you this today, so how do you like it? Spit it back out and toss it up on the ground.
So I need just to, because it is a big part of getting me going in the morning is something warm and sweet. And I think it's going to take a while. It's a process. And our
listeners, an experimental process.
It'll be more painful for our listeners than it will be for me. I guarantee you that.
Well, if we ever hear you not come on and I find you snoring at your desk, then we know what happened.
What happened?
The tea has failed.
The tea has failed. Weather updates brought to you by Hanson HVAC. Heating and cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
It is going to be mostly cloudy and mild today. We'll get to 39 by early to mid-afternoon, but we will see some light snow developing by late afternoon. Our high, again, 39, southwest wind at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow, little accumulation. Our low, 18. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, high of 29. Friday, partly cloudy, 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Q Country.
Giving you the country hits of today and the classics of yesterday. Ileana's going to join us tomorrow with a logger update. She has a test going on right now. So I said, what's more important, the radio or the test? And she said, the test. And I said, well, you're right. So she's going to join us tomorrow to get us updated on what's going on at logger camp tomorrow morning about 9:50. We'll throw some snowballs tomorrow. Very emotional day here at the radio station. Not only Valentine's Day, not only the beginning of Lent today with Fat Tuesday yesterday, but for the first time since I have been employed here for 24 years, our refrigerator, oh, my wonderful refrigerator. I've never been so happy to part ways with someone that I've known for 20-something that I've known for 24 years. The refrigerator is out the door. Brand new refrigerator at 98Q. Brianna will be giving tours of the brand new refrigerator. Just call her, make an appointment, and she'll be glad to give you a tour of the 98Q refrigerator, brand new, from K&B Refrigeration. I hope your Wednesday's good. I think the tea has something in it that I'm not aware of. We'll see how the rest of the day goes. Greg Gunderson's in 2 o'clock. John St. John, he's making his way in next.
This Valentine's Day, we're breaking up. The commercials.
Because you thought
more music now.
98Q Country.
Girl, it's like the rain. QCountry.com.